For 2 days, however, Turl waited around to see whether Jayed would sidle up to him and confide. He gave the fellow every chance, but Jayed simply went into the general labor force at the local mine. Turl didn't dare put a button camera near him. Jayed would detect that. He didn't dare interrogate the workers around Jayed to see what questions the agent was asking. Jayed would hear it right back. No button cameras appeared in Turl's area. Probes detected no remote devices beaming in on him. A very tense Turl had then decided to be very wary and wait for the first outgoing dispatch box, for Jayed might possibly put a report into it. Sitting there, looking at the load on the screen, Turl gradually forced himself to focus his eyes. Yes, it did appear difficult. He knew it would be.
"You say wind?"
said Turl.
"Overheats the motors. A flying drill platform would not be able to hold itself in place long enough to do any effective work."
The miner in Turl stirred.
"The long spike rod's driven into the cliffside. One could build a platform on that. It's precarious, but the rods sometimes hold."
"One would have to have a place to land on top."
"Blast a flat place out."
Johnny flipped a slide and showed him the crack, the possibility of the whole load shearing off and plummeting to the bottom of the gorge.
"Can't blast."
"Drills. Possibly flatten a place with just drills. Tedious, but it could be done. Fly back of the cliff edge and drill toward the chasm."
But he was drifting off, abstracted. Johnny realized that Turl was scared of something. And he realized something else. If this project were abandoned, Turl's first action would be to kill all of them. Either to cover evidence or just out of plain sadism. Johnny decided it was up to him to keep Turl interested.
"That might work."
"What?"
"Drilling from back of the chasm toward it, keeping a ship out of the wind while it hovers."
"Oh, that, yes."
Johnny knew he was losing him. To Turl, it wasn't a screen in front of him. It was the face of Jayed.
"I haven't shown you the core," said Johnny.
He tilted the portable lamp and brought the core out of his pocket.